Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Before we get started on the boys' side of things, Herky and Grandview, real quickly, our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game from the girls' game, in which Grandview won 49-43 to be conference champions. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. Our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game for the Grandview game was a Kaylin Sparks three-pointer. Oh, beg your pardon, a three-pointer from Jordan Zoff in the fourth quarter that helped Grandview extend their lead, and they would eventually win it. Your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups the way you want to live. We'll have to play some catch-up here. And for Grandview, it's Noah Richardson, JT Isaacson, Garrett Gleet, Zach Perrin, and Chase Wilson. Tip is won. The new era bank tip is won by Herculaneum. And starting in possession with it is Tyler Reuter. On the opposite end of the floor is where Herky's running their offense. In possession now, Josh Moreland, forced to give it up to Duncan, Jordan Duncan. Back over to Houston down low, and Austin Houston gets the friendly roll from the right side off glass. Backcourt press by Herky, creates a turnover, ball tipped around, batted by Duncan into the path of Reuter. Missed the layup as it was actually blocked slightly. Pass up ahead by Grandview, and it goes out of bounds. Two nothing Herculaneum. The Black Hats 5-12, led by head coach Jason Jarvis. From the corner, it's Houston up top to Duncan. Swings it left side for Reuter. Overhead pass to the other wing for Leathers. Extra pass to the wing, Jordan Duncan, and a three ball is swished home by JD. 5-0 Black Hats. Inbound for Grandview. Bounce pass by Wilson down low to Noah Richardson. By the way, that was JT Isaacson with the pass there. And Noah Richardson was fouled going up with the layup, so Richardson will shoot two free throws. First one is up, and he misses. By the way, the Presbyterian Manor starting five for Herculaneum. It is Blake Leathers. Tyler Reuter. Jordan Duncan, Josh Moreland. And Chase Wilson. Not Chase Wilson. We'll get to that here in a second. We'll get back to the action. Baseline jumper for the Black Hats. They're up by five. They can't extend the lead. Moreland misses from the baseline. Rebound for Grandview. Andrew Birding, who's into the game for the Eagles, who grabbed the rebound. Found Garrett Gleet. Running point, Gleet. Gleet dribbles to the wing. Crosses over right to left. Gets past his defender all the way to the block. Cut off there by Reuter. Pivots and goes up and under with a layup try, but it's no good. And Herky trying to push the pace. They wind up dribbling it out of bounds. Leathers ran out of real estate there. It's a turnover by the Black Hats. All right, so the Presbyterian Manor starting five for Herky is Blake Leathers, Tyler Reuter, Jordan Duncan, Josh Moreland, and Austin Houston. Grandview with the ball. Right in front of us, Garrett Gleet tries a pass from the wing, down low to Chase Wilson. And it's deflected out towards the free throw line. Herky grabs it, goes up the floor, and a baseline attack by Duncan. And he'll be called for the offensive foul, charging into the defender. Coming in for the Cats, it is number 11, Isaiah Bracey. Popular choice off the bench for Coach Jarvis. Inbound for Grandview. They're down by five. It's 5-0. 5:40 to play. In the backcourt with it for Grandview. Andrew Birding gives it up to JT Isaacson. Extra pass in the corner. Gleet is off the mark from distance. Collects the rebound at the wing. Flings it over to the other corner. And Chase Wilson was fouled on the reach by Tyler Reuter. So it will stay Grandview basketball. Inbound from the sideline. Into the corner, JT Isaacson. Air ball is a three. No chance of air ball, though, from the Herky home crowd. Instead, the Black Cats race up the floor. A three ball spins out. Unfortunate spin out there on the three by Leathers. Grandview grabs the board. They race up the floor into the front court. Gleet gets away with a shove from the right of the key. Flips it over to the left for Chase Wilson, a freshman who's come on strong lately for Coach Hassel. Wilson over to the left wing. Gleet attacks, misses a shot. Offensive rebound. Putback try also unsuccessful. And the ball comes down off of the top of his right foot and rolls out of bounds. It will be Black Cat basketball. We are 3 minutes, 5 seconds into the action here for the boys' game, and it's 5-0 Herculaneum. With the ball on the north end of the zone, it is, or of the floor, I should say, is Leathers. Finds Houston on the wing. His pass to the free throw line tipped up into the air, stolen by Grandview, and a finger roll on the other end from point-blank range for Andrew Birding. And so Grandview is on the board. 4:23 to play in this first quarter, brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914. Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, Crystal City. Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Herculaneum scores. Sorry, did not catch the number there. 7-2, Black Cats in the lead. Grandview at the rim. It's an easy lay-in for Noah Richardson. 4 for Grandview, 7 for Herky. Into the front court, middle of the floor, it's Reuter. Over to Moreland. Reuter cuts to the basket. Moreland tries to find him, and Reuter could not bring it down. As a matter of fact, it came off his left thigh and out of bounds. And now Grandview has a chance to tie with a three ball here as David Kreith checks in for the Eagles. Strong running back David Kreith for the Grandview football team almost single-handedly helped Grandview beat Herky in football this past season, but the Black Cats able to hang on at home and got a chance to ring the bell. JT Isaacson lobs it to the mid-block for Birding, who wasn't looking, and it lands out of bounds along the baseline, pops up onto the stage where we are, and it's Herky basketball. The redhead Reuter inbounds it to Bracey, brushes his hair twice as Bracey gets it back to him. Comes up the middle of the floor with a right-hand dribble. Reuter turns and looks at Coach Jarvis. Kreith approaches. Reuter turns back towards him, flips it over to the left side for Leathers. Back up top to Bracey, afro and all, over to his right side wing for Reuter. To Leathers. Leathers in Reuter's spot. Reuter into the corner, takes it, drives baseline, and a hip check foul is going to go on Andrew Birding. Foul on the Eagles. 3 to play in the first quarter, 7-4. Herky has the lead and the ball. It'll be a baseline inbound as checking in for the first time tonight is Damian Say for Herky. And we've got ourselves a whistle and a turnover by Herky. So Grandview with a second chance here to tie with a three as Garrett Gleet brings the ball up the floor. That's G-L-I-E-D-T. The D is silent. 2:48 to play. Gleet has it. Over to the top for JT Isaacson. To the left side for Kreith. And timeout by Coach Hassel. A 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. Let's take it, collect ourselves. 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Grandview down 7-4 on KJOP.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Patsy's Furniture timeout is over. By the way, if you shop at Patsy's, you'll love to shop there. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. It's Grandview's ball. They're down 7-4. They have it in the front court. Kreith is grabbed on the wrist by Tyler Reuter, and that's a foul. 49-43 was the final score of the Grandview and Herculaneum girls game. Grandview coming out on top and clinching their second consecutive conference championship. Would have been their third if 3 years ago they hadn't tied with St. Vincent and Herky. All three teams were 4-1. Each team, their one loss was to another team. So it was sort of like a circus of losses for those three teams. That's why they tied. Here's a three ball from straight away. And J.T. Isaacson cannot get it to go. Rebound tipped out towards midcourt, collected by Moreland. Moreland with 21 points last time out against Grandview. Traveled with it at the mid-block. Fourth possession now that Grandview has a chance to tie with a three. Underneath, nice little wraparound pass as Gleet found Andrew Birding. He was able to scoop it up and in from 3 feet out. Birding has four for Grandview off the bench. Steal by Richardson. With 90 seconds to play, Grandview into the front court, down by one. Gleet dribbles to a stop at the mid-block and lines it down low for a wide open. Noah Richardson for a layup from the right side. 8-7 Grandview in the lead. Coach Jarvis for Herky wants the timeout. 1:19 to play. It's a 60-second timeout, so we'll take a 30-second break and talk to you about Jefferson College next here on KJF.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, a makeshift booth as we're up here on the stage at Herculaneum High School. It's a very good view. We got the Herky girls cheerleaders down to our left. We got the benches across the way to our right. The Grandview cheerleaders on the wall, up along the wall on the other end of the floor, and the Herky crowd immediately to our left as well. So a great spot here to watch some high school boys basketball. 8-7 Grandview leads. Moreland spins from the mid-block into the paint. Off-shoulder shot is good, and they're going to count it. Wow, what a move by Moreland. Took the ball from above his right shoulder, came down with it, spun into the lane from the left, or on his left shoulder, spun in, rose for the shot, got fouled on the way up, got the ball to go through. And a three-point play is completed by Moreland. He gets the friendly rattle on the free throw line. 10-8, Herky back on top at midcourt. Gleet draws a double, lobs it 30 feet ahead to the baseline for Isaacson. Shot miss. Richardson backside rebound. Put back no good, but the foul. Coach Hassel definitely has to be happy with the hustle and the rebounding effort early on tonight for Grandview. They are doing a really good job rebounding the ball and out-hustling the Black Cats. Unfortunately, Richardson will not be rewarded for his great rebounding effort as he misses the first free throw. By the way, into the game for Herculaneum is Preedy Beckman. He sets up on the high block to the left of Richardson, who misses the free throw, and Kreef comes up with it and goes hard up off glass and in. David Kreef off the bench with 2 points. 10-10, we're all squared up here in the first quarter with 45 seconds to play. Beekman over to Bracey in the corner right side. Right to left is how Herky's operating. At the mid-block, extended Moreland. Tries to post up Richardson, lost the dribble. Herky collects it. Beckman finds a wide open. Damian Sehu is too strong with the three. 28 seconds to play. Grandview in possession. Gleet dribbles between the legs, switches from his right hand to his left hand. Pressure there by Leathers. And Gleet forced to back up to the H at midcourt. Gleet now to the right side of the floor. Almost stolen by Say. The pass there to Isaacson. Back over to Gleet. Three ball off the mark. Richardson offensive rebound. Putback try is stuffed by Isaiah Bracey. 2 seconds to go into the front court. Leathers, three ball, way too strong. Missed everything. 10-10 score after one quarter. Second quarter in the boys' game of Herky and Grandview on KJF next.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Ten ball game, Herky Grandview. It's our second game of the doubleheader tonight. The first one went to the Grandview Lady Eagles. They are the small schools conference champions for the second time in a row. Grandview begins the ball middle of the floor. No look pass by Gleet to Richardson, and he blows the layup. Would have been a sweet play. And then Preeti Beckman is called for traveling in the backcourt. Grandview's defense had already worked its way up the floor, and so there's no pressure on Beckman, but unfortunately just couldn't gather himself. And by the way, nice little moment there, Coach Hassel and Noah Richardson, after Richardson missed the layup after the no-look pass by Gleet. And now a turnover on the inbound. Gleet could not get it over the outstretched arms of Leathers. Leathers races forward, finds Say in the corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound Gleet. 60-foot pass up ahead. Kreith brings it down, forced to turn back and find Richardson at the top. Picked up by Houston. Richardson gives it up. Gleet turns, looks at Coach Hassel, who waves off the previous play call, gives him another one. Gleet to the wing for Isaacson. Isaacson, ball above his head, back over to Kreith, top of the circle. To the right of it, now into the corner with a pass for Richardson. Cut off on along the baseline and a foul by Austin Houston. Austin Houston, also a tailback for the Herky Blackcats, had a great game, rushing for over 200 yards in the Herky win that on the football field this year. By the way, it's Grandview ball, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Andrew Birding, a moving screen. He got rid of the ball as he handed it right off to Isaacson, and then as Birding moved to cut to the basket, he ran into the guy trying to play defense. So offensive foul by the Eagles. Still a 10-10 score with seven to play in the second quarter. It's Reuter on the wing. Over to Houston in the corner. Back over to Reuter. Two Leathers. They go around the perimeter to the left side. No look. Dump down pass to the high elbow by Duncan. Moreland lost it. The scraps picked up by Richardson. Turns, hands it off to Gleet. Into the front court, Gleet. Kicks it into the corner. No shot there for Austin Barini. Barini forced to give it up to Isaacson. Back into the corner, Gleet. Still 10-10, 6:30 to play. Gleet up top, stolen by Reuter. Reuter, wheelhouse, layup, missed. Behind the play, the offensive rebound, Duncan puts it through. First points of the second quarter belong to the Blackcats, and Reuter is now holding his lower back. And now he's hunched over, playing defense along the wing. Barini just sort of standing around. Here's a lob pass from the wing. Isaacson trying to alley-oop it to Gleet. Ball kicked around along the baseline. Gleet collects it. Tries to find his teammate along the wing. It's stolen by Herky. Reuter leads it up to Duncan. Over to his right to the low block for Moreland. And then Moreland tumbles to the deck as he was fouled. And Moreland's going to go ahead and take a seat. It's going to be an inbound for Herky as they're up by two. There's a three that is off the mark by Duncan. Rebound, low block. Houston fights through a double, puts up the shot. No good. Skying in for The loose ball was Duncan, and he knocks it off of Creath and out of bounds. It will stay Herky basketball. 5:45 to play in this second quarter, brought to you by Potosi Lumber, Bryant Restoration, and Farmington Poplar Bluff, as well as Gilster Mary Lee. Duncan rises for three from straight away. It's too strong. Rebound underneath for Gleet. Gleet looks up ahead, finds Isaacson on the wing in the front court. Isaacson brings the ball from his right to his left, and through the paint, gets called for traveling. Grandview averaging 20 turnovers a game this season. Haven't been able to keep track of it, but I would imagine just based on all these turnovers, they're probably up to about 7 or 8 already. 18 turnovers per game this season for Herky. They're in possession, up by 2 with 5:17 to play. At the mid block, attacking the right side of the rectangle and drawing the foul was Dallin Fuller. And they're going to call that foul on the floor. Next foul will put Herculaneum onto the free throw line. And something as simple as an inbound play is not so simple. Grandview steals it in the backcourt, racing forward to the top of the key. Gleet gives it up to Creath. Creath picked up his dribble, pivoting, able to get it up, or give it off, I should say, to Isaacson. Isaacson comes back to the near wing for Creath. Now finds Isaacson, and a shot from the left side, a two-handed layup, midair for Isaacson. His first 2 points of the night, all tied up at 12. 4:37 to play, Houston in the corner. To Leathers on the wing, skip pass to the other wing. Reuter rises for a three, short. Weak side rebound, Duncan. Duncan up and under, Leathers, and he missed the shot. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Here's Creath racing forward into Houston, and an offensive foul is going to be called. And Houston jumps up, and he's excited about taking the charge. And when he did, he actually tripped up Creath. And Creath, angry about the charge and maybe a little perturbed about Houston kind of tripping him up there. And Coach Hassel sees the intensity rising in Creath's eyes and pulls him onto the bench. And Herky has the ball, but not for long, as Duncan is called for traveling. So Duncan travels, 4:12 to play in the second quarter. It's 12-12. Grandview going from left to right on your radio dials. Gleet, top of the circle, picked up by Leathers. Dribbles to the right wing. Leathers sticks with him. Everyone else on the other side of the floor. Gleet finally gets it up top to Wilson. Wilson gives it up, the freshman. Over to the wing for Isaacson. Isaacson into the corner for Barini. Barini one-hand pass over to Wilson. Richardson. Richardson over to Isaacson. Hesitates right. Comes to his left. All the way to the rim. Nips the shot off of the backboard. Loose ball. He tries to fight for it, but Reuter comes away. Reuter out and running. Finds a wide open Duncan at the wing. Duncan has a defender fly by him, so he steps into a 17-footer and sinks it. Heads up play. Jordan Duncan to let the flying defender soar by. Stick it through from 17 feet. Duncan's got 7, and Herky's up 14-12. These two teams, of course, splitting the first two contests. Grandview got a win back on November 28th. Isaacson losing the ball along the wing. Tries a jump pass in the paint. Had it stripped by Duncan. Duncan up ahead to Reuter. Layup try from the right side. No good. Duncan for the offensive rebound. Has it poked away from behind. Ref throws his arm up. And who's he going to give the ball to? It appears it's heading over to Grandview. But before the Eagles will inbound it, we've got ourselves Apache's Furniture timeout. It is 14-12. Herky with 2:59 to play. Let's take this time to tell you about Jefferson College and Missouri Core 42. Now, did you know, under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements. Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. If you like sports stories, local news, job bank stuff, bids for bargains items, or even ball games, You can visit MIMOinfo.com, courtesy of Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. They want you to mow with an attitude. That's Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. 2:58 to play. It's actually a herky possession out of the timeout. They find Duncan wide open for a corner three, and he drains it. Jordan Duncan putting on an offensive clinic. He's already got 10. 17-12, herky with 2:43 to play in the second quarter. Barini fakes driving to his right in that deep corner. Reuter never fooled. Barini forced to give it up. They swing it around the perimeter into the opposite corner for Glee. Crosses over right to left along the baseline. Draws a triple up top to a wide open Isaacson. Fakes a pass to his right. Rises for a three and comes off to the right. No good. Rebound Duncan. Up ahead Leathers. Leathers called for a charge. Taking that charge, J.T. Isaacson. 2:21 to play. Herculaneum up 17-12. Grandview trying to cut into this deficit. Gleet, 70 feet away from the basket, calls out the play to the guys in the front court. Now crosses the timeline, goes to his left for the freshman, Wilson. Wilson will help swing it around with Isaacson, and now Barini. Barini dribbles once, then finds Richardson at the top of the circle, and Richardson shuffled his feet before putting the ball in the deck. 2:02 to play. By the way, got a chance to get video of Grandview, the girls and the fans celebrating the Lady Eagles' second consecutive conference championship. We'll have that up on Instagram and Twitter later this evening. Reuter at the wing. Lobs it down low to the mid-block. Moreland posting up Richardson. That's a mismatch, and Moreland is able to get it off glass and in from the baseline. Josh Moreland, a pretty quiet night so far, just 5 points. Three in the first quarter, two here in the second. 19-12, though. Herky, a nice move. Gleet with a free throw pass down low to Richardson for the layup. Richardson has had a good night. He's got six. From the baseline, Josh Moreland throws up a shot. It rattled out, but it looks like his right foot was on the end line of the baseline. He didn't think that was the case. They never do, but it's a turnover there by the Black Cats. We've got 75 seconds to go before our Midwest Sports and our halftime show. Garrett Gleet, G-L-I-E-D-T, hop step into the paint and was pushed either by Bracey or Houston. Let's see who it is. It looks like it's on Bracey. And that means a one-and-one situation for Garrett Gleet. It's kind of funny because Leathers thought it was an inbound play, so he was fronting Gleet. Saw the official on the sideline throw up the ones and then got out of his face. And Gleet shook his head. And he shook his head again because he missed the free throw. Herky's got the ball into the front court. Bracey leaning backwards, forced to get rid of it to the wing. Moreland skip pass to the other wing for Leathers. Leathers bounce pass to the high post. Moreland. Moreland dribbling with the left all the way to the cup, lays it up. Got the nice little finger roll off glass. Richardson could not stick with him, and Moreland is up to 7 points. 21-14 Black Cats. 38 seconds to play in the first half. Gleet and the Eagles can take the final shot if they please, but they will not. Gleet attacks. Finger rolls it home, gets the friendly bounce, and draws the foul. Isaiah Bracey came across and hacked him. Gleet stuck with it, and he's got a chance for an and one. Garrett Gleet feeling it, turned to the Herky bench and showed off a little bit. Gleet takes a deep breath, gets ready to shoot the free throw. It is up, and it is no good. Ball batted off the backboard by the freshman Wilson. A wise move there as he earns another possession for the Eagles. Isaacson, though, cannot get the 7-foot jumper inside the lane. Isaiah Bracey with the board. Herky up by five. 16 seconds to go. Moreland at the free throw line. Back turn to the basket. Finds Bracey top of the key. Bracey dribbles to the right side of the rectangle and has his pocket picked by Isaacson. Isaacson leading a one-on-one with 5 seconds to go. Lays it up. Got fouled. So J.T. Isaacson trying to run a McDonald's fast break. Trying to get to that breakfast tomorrow morning. And fouling him on the way, it appears to be Blake Leathers. So we're set up on the stage here at Robinson Gymnasium at Herculaneum High School. So all we can see is the score and the time on the scoreboard across the way. But above our heads to our right is the one with all the team fouls and possession arrows and all that stuff. Free throw by Isaacson is good. He's got another one coming. It is up, and it is off the back of the rim. Rebound for Moreland. 3 seconds to go along the sideline. Moreland to the timeline. 1 second, lost the ball. It was poked away by Barini, and the buzzer will sound without a shot. Herculaneum 21, Grandview 17. That is your halftime score. The Midwest Sports Center halftime show is coming up next on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA, inviting you to join us on Saturday, February 9th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. for our open house. Bring family or friends to learn all about the great programs and amenities that the Y has to offer. Check out our Saturday sampler cardio class at 8:30 or weight training at 9 a.m. Fun family activities will be offered as well. Call 636-931-9622 for more information. We hope to see you there.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Green will be back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. It is the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Let's jump right into your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914. Check them out in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, or Crystal City. 21-17, your halftime score. Herculaneum on top in this boys' game. Second game of this doubleheader, of course, in case you missed it. The Lady Eagles of Grandview are conference champions for the second year in a row. The small schools conference champion. So congratulations to them on their 49-43 victory. All right, back into the stats. Here we go. We'll begin with the team on the trailing end with 17 points. Grandview, though, has spread the ball pretty nicely. Five different guys have scored. Off the bench, Birding with four. Off the bench as well, David Creed with two. And then three starters of the five have scored. Noah Richardson leading them all with six. JT Isaacson behind him with three. And then Garrett Gleek with two. For the Black Cats, they are led by Jordan Duncan. He's got double figures already, 10 to be exact. Josh Moreland behind him with a quiet seven. And then Austin Houston actually led off this game with the first bucket. He's only got two, though. That was his only made shot. He's only taken a couple of more since. So that gives us a 21-17 halftime score. So we'll step aside here for another couple minutes, come back with our keys to the second half, and then the third quarter here on KJFF.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like double crunch shrimp, famous Applebee's riblets, or chicken tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College. Jefferson College and you.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF at Robinson Gymnasium on the campus of Herculaneum High School. And we've got ourselves a halftime score at 21-17. Herculaneum leading Grandview. That's the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. They are also our Athlete of the Week sponsor, which is very cool. If you haven't heard about it, an athlete does really well throughout a week. Obviously, Athlete of the Week. Coach says, you know what? I liked what he did this week. I'm going to submit my nomination to you, let you guys vote, and then we're going to pick the Athlete of the Week, and they'll get a cool T-shirt that says Play It Forward on the front. It's got a whole bunch of cool stuff on the back. And they also get to help the Parkland. Then they get to ask the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy to donate. Not ask, but the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy gets to donate $25 to a nonprofit of the athlete's choice. So a really cool thing going on there. All right, quick keys to the second half. How does Herky win this game? Stop turning the ball over as much as you have because you're winning, and that's good, but you turn the ball over a lot. Make more three-pointers and get Josh Moreland to make some noise on the offensive side. Moreland missed a free throw jumper. Duncan got the rebound underneath, lost the ball, then able to push it towards the basket, missed the shot, and Noah Richardson is going to be called for a loose ball foul. It will stay Herky basketball. Same for Grandview. Just stop turning the ball over, get more shots up, and play a little bit faster. And if you're going to play a little bit faster, be sure to take care of the basketball. Turnovers have been the name of the game so far tonight, and that's why it's a low-scoring game at 21-17. Herky still in possession. They've had it for the last 15 seconds. Here's a baseline drive. Say takes on Birding. Birding blocked his shot initially. A second chance there by Say, and another block by Birding. So Grandview now in possession. 45 seconds into this third quarter. It's their first one. Isaacson on the right wing. Dribbles with the left hand to the logo. And now we'll dribble on the other half of the letter H. That's black at midcourt. Switches over to the right hand and flings it over to Chase Wilson. Lob pass for Gleets. Brings it down at the rim. Collects himself. Houston flies by and Gleet sticks it home off glass. That's another key to the second half. Get Garrett Gleet some more shots up. Here's Moreland getting away with a travel through the paint. Throws up an errant shot off the backboard. Houston comes down with a rebound and a reach-in foul on Garrett Gleet. This is the first year as the head coach for Taylor Hassel. He used to run point for Coach Johnson at Hillsboro. Coming off the floor is Richardson to take a seat on the bench. A makeshift bench here at Herculaneum High School. It's basically the first row of the stands. And Josh Moreland at the rim is fouled. And he gets a shot to go. Too much to handle for Birding. Moreland with broad shoulders used him to his advantage. Got a shot up off glass to go through. And a chance to convert the and one. It is up and it is no good. So Josh Moreland will have to settle for two. 23-19, Herculaneum in the lead. Isaacson passed from the wing into the deep corner on the opposite side, and Wilson, the freshman, cannot handle it. So it goes out of bounds, a turnover by Grandview. And then Herky, in their half-court set, turns it over. Say, the intended target of Reuter, it was off his fingertips and out of bounds along the baseline. So Birding will inbound it for Grandview. On the floor, it's Birding, Gleet, Kreith, Isaacson, and Wilson for Grandview. Wilson with it, doubled on the wing by Say and Reuter, bounces it to Kreith to his right. Kreith passes it off to Gleet. Gleet down low to Birding. Birding with a layup from point-blank range is good. Good ball movement there by the black and yellow, and they're down by two. 5:50 play to play in the third quarter. Say on the wing, left open, kicks it to the corner instead for Reuter, who is even more open, but he cannot connect from distance. Kreith. Long rebound out on the weak side. Grabs it. Goes all the way up the floor. Contact at the rim. No foul called. Kreith misses the layup. Reuter with the board. Kreith behind him. Reuter steps in front of him. Lobs it into the corner from the midcourt stripe. Duncan airballs a three. Houston has it. Pivoting. No travel. Goes up to the body of Gleet. Missed the shot. Gleet collects it. comes up the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline with a right-hand dribble. No look, pass down low to Kreith. Maybe you should have, because Herkey almost stole it away into the hands of Birding there with a missed shot. Kreith, an offensive rebound, and he's fouled. Coach Hassel and I talked earlier this week, and he said the one thing that he admires about David Kreith is his tenacity. He's the leading rebounder at 5'7", about 5'6", 5'7", for Grandview. And it's a testament to his ability to just get to the glass, crash it, grab rebounds, and create second chances for his team. However, it also gets him into some foul trouble, as Coach Hassel said with a smile. Here's a turnover in the front court by Grandview. Duncan racing up ahead, blows the layup with the right hand. Gleet collects it, comes up the floor, dribbles at his knees, now to the high elbow, right side, lobs it down low. Birding snatches it away from the defender, goes up with the layup, no good, and a rebound offensively and a foul on the floor. And I believe that was Reuter. So Reuter picks up the foul. Chance for Grandview to tie it. It's 23-21, 4.5 to play. Lob to Gleet, just inside the free throw line. Attacks, misses the layup, but got the foul. So Garrett Gleet can hit two free throws and tie this one up. 59% free throw shooter, Garrett Gleet, as a team. Grandview at 56%. They've taken 272 coming into this game. And they've taken four so far tonight. Bend to the knees for Gleet. Free throw hangs on the back iron and finally falls through. Garrett Gleet coming into this game averaging 8.9 points a game, the team leader, tied with JT Isaacson for that mark. Both of them have had a pretty quiet night offensively. Three for Isaacson. And now six for Gleet as he gets the second. Coldwell Banker holds a free throw to go through. We've got ourselves a tie ball game here, 23-23, 4:20 to play in the third quarter. Ball tipped away from Moreland by Gleet. Moreland, though, collects it, turns, attacks the rim, misses the layup, though. Five on four, McDonald's fast break for Grandview. Bounce pass, Creek to the left. Wilson layup blocked by Say, out of bounds. Grandview, a chance to take a lead. 4:09 to play in this third. It'll be Gleet to inbound it. Along the baseline, able to enter it into Birding. Back over to Gleet. Baseline drive from the left side. Bodies hit the floor there. No foul call. Loose ball up to Isaacson. He blows the floater from the right side of the lane. And a rebound for the Black Cats. And Damian Say fumbles it out of bounds. Duncan with the pass up ahead. Say was looking to catch and shoot, but he didn't do the first part of it. And now Damian Say will take a seat as Blake Leathers is back into the game for Coach Jarvis and the Black Cats. And it appears that Gleet is either bleeding or lost a contact or something. As the official forcing Gleet to go over to the bench, it looks like it might be some blood. And so coming into the game for Grandview will be Aiden Bergner. B-E-R-G-N-E-R. Not Berger, but Bergner. So Aiden Bergner will be in for as long as Gleet needs him to be. Inbound for Kreith of the Eagles in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, middle of the floor, flips it over to his right. And there's Bergner with it. Up top to Wilson. Slings it left wing for Kreith. Kreith picks up his dribble, surveys, finds Bergner. Bergner over to his right. Along the wing for Wilson. Wilson hop step to the elbow. Up top to Isaacson. Over to the left wing for Bergner. Pass tipped up by Leathers. Kreith collects it on the right block. Throws it down low for a Birding layup. And Grandview is on top 25-23. 8 points off the bench for Andrew Birding. Here's Houston down low. And a hold is going to be called on the Eagles. It's on 25, Kreith. That's his second personal. He's got one on offense and one on defense. 3:13 to play. Off the inbound, Leathers left wide open. Another three that spins out. Leathers cannot catch a break. Ball tipped out towards the top of the circle by Houston. Leathers collects it down low to Houston, and Houston will flip it up and in from 3 feet out. Houston rewarded for his hustle. Leathers gets the assist. Houston has four. 25-25. Quarters up on the scoreboard. Here's a steal by Duncan. Duncan races forward, and Kreef fouls him on the layup. So Jordan Duncan will shoot a pair of free throws. That'll be the third personal for Kreef. And Coach Hassel would like to call a timeout and try to freeze the free throw shooter. It's a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. Let's go ahead and take it with him. 25-25 with 2:43 to play in the third. It's Grandview Herky Boys on KJF.
Did you know that you can work out at Mineral Area College's Wellness Center without being a full-fledged student? We have group classes and a training facility, cardio drumming, Pilates, yoga, free weights, and workout machines of all types. Sign up for a membership. It's only $50 a semester through our continuing education department. For more information, call Jeremy Partney at 518-2101. He'll help you with an exercise and nutrition plan to help you reach your goals. Good health starts here at Mineral Area College Wellness Center.
.243 to play at Herculaneum High School. It's some boys basketball. Second half of our doubleheader here tonight. Score is 25 apiece. Jordan Duncan looking to change that for the black and red. He's at the free throw line after getting fouled on the layup try by David Kreese. And nothing but the bottom of the net for Duncan on the free throw. Regains the lead for the Black Hats, 26-25. Another one coming for Duncan. And that one is up and true. 27-25 Herculaneum. Jordan Duncan, an 83% free throw shooter on the season, but 100% tonight. He's up to 12 points now to lead all scorers. Grandview in the front court, far corner. Along the baseline, jump pass birding up top to Wilson. Wilson traveled with it. Good pressure defense there on the perimeter by Houston. Causes Wilson to shuffle his feet before putting the ball on the deck. And so now the Black Cats have it. 2:23 to play in this third quarter. The Grandview Lady Eagles, by the way, conference champions. Here's a jump pass from block to block. Duncan down low to Moreland. Kisses one home off the glass and draws the foul. And Josh Moreland, a chance to complete a three-point play. Moreland, a very quiet 7 first-half points. He's got 4 here in the third quarter, chance to make it 5. Got some substitutions. Noah Richardson, Garrett Gleet check in. Birding and Bergner go back to the bench. All right, Moreland completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 2:12 to go, 30-25 Herky on the far wing. Barini for the Eagles. Hands it off to Wilson, 25 feet away from the bucket. Flips it back to his right for Isaacson. Isaacson to the high elbow. Pass along the free throw line, tipped out by Leathers to Gleet. Grandview still in possession. Gleet to Isaacson. Three ball, air ball, left side. Saving it from going out of bounds was Grandview's Wilson, but he threw it right into the hands of Wilson. Excuse me, Duncan. Then Duncan lays it up and in on the other end of the floor as Wilson had lost his shoe. It was a 5-on-4 there, and it works out for the Black Cats. They've gone on a 7-0 run here. Actually make that a 9-0 run after being down 25-23. They're up now 32-25. Wing-to-wing pass. Isaacson throws into the hands of Duncan. Duncan leading a fast break opportunity there. It was a 1-on-none, but Isaacson closed the gap, blocked the shot out of bounds. It will stay Herky ball. Now Jordan Duncan will get a breather, and Grant McCullough will check into inbound for Herky. McCullough looking around, lobs it up top for Reuter. Reuter flings it over his right shoulder to Moreland. Moreland attacks and through a double, gets the shot to go high off the window and in. 7 third-quarter points for Moreland, equaling his first-half total. That's 14 in the game. That's the Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. 60 seconds to play. Line drive pass to Wilson. Rolls off his fingertips. And fortunately for Grandview, Garrett Gleet was there to scoop it up and take a wide-open three and connect. Gleet with 7 in the third. 34-28, the new score. Herky in possession, up by 6, 43 seconds. Moreland through the paint, draws a double, kicks it out for a deep corner two by Austin Myers. Herky back up 8, 30 seconds to play. Isaacson on the opposite end of the floor from us on the wing on the right side. Dribbles out of it, flings it up top towards Wilson. Wilson bounces it along the perimeter to his left for Gleet. Gleet to the high elbow, draws a triple, forced to lob it into the corner for Isaacson with 15 seconds to play. Isaacson back to the other side. Gleet, a three ball, back-to-back threes for Garrett Gleet. Grandview down by 5. 5 seconds to go in the third. Reuter behind the back dribble, crosses the timeline, loses it to the perimeter, throws it up, and it was an off-balance shot that totally missed. And that's how the third quarter ends. A three ball by Garrett Gleet brings Grandview back within 5. It's 36-31. We've got 8 more minutes to decide this one here tonight on KJEP.
Here's your Toyota reliable forecast. It feels like great value with extremely high quality. Brace for adventure in the sporty RAV4 and enjoy flurries of family fun in the roomy Highlander. You'll stay protected from harsh conditions because both SUVs come with advanced safety features standard. We're also seeing a surge of power from the legendary 4Runner with plenty of traction for peace of mind in unpredictable winter weather. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. With a Toyota SUV, conditions are always ideal. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Herculaneum goes plus 2 in the third quarter, extends their 4-point halftime lead to 5. So plus 1, by the way. Oh, boy. Been a long night, guys. Along the baseline, Grandview has it. Not anymore. Barini stripped by Myers. Myers racing up ahead, and Barini catches up and tips it away. It will stay Herky basketball. Sounds like we got some substitutions. Austin Myers takes a seat. Jordan Duncan back on the floor for Herky. Grant McCullough stays in for the Black Cats. McCullough from the sideline right in front of the Herky cheerleaders gets it in, gets it back from Reuter, and connects the three. Grant McCullough starts the scoring in the fourth quarter with a three ball from the deep corner. It's 39-31, Herculaneum. 7:20 to play in this fourth. Brought to you by New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. We want to tell you more about New Era Bank during the next timeout. At the top of the circle, Noah Richardson flings it to his right for Gleet. Wing to corner pass on the other end of the floor. Baseline drive and losing the ball on his way up. Still able to control it enough and get it to go is Austin Barini. His first 2 points of the night for Grandview. And traveling is going to go against Josh Moreland. Turnover by the Black Cats. Grandview down by 6, wearing their road blacks, black tops, black shorts with a white thick strip on the back of the knees and a white thick strip along the left and right side and a white thin strip along the back of the neck. And traveling is going to be called on Noah Richardson. So very nice looking Serenity Hospice Care Grandview jerseys. They've also got yellow numbers and letters with a white trim. So turnover there on the travel. And now Herky has it. Moreland at the free throw line. Draws Gleet, pivots around Gleet. Misses with the right hand from the right side. Gleet collects the rebound. Goes behind the back, crosses the timeline, jumps into a shot from point blank range and missed the layup. And Gleet not happy with himself there. 6:10 to play in the fourth. Herky up by 6. Duncan fakes a three, gets the defender up in the air, attacks, stops at the low block, throws it up off glass, no good. Moreland offensive rebound putback was partially tipped. Isaacson running up the floor, Euro step around Reuter, blows the layup, offensive rebound, Isaacson, and the putback and his teammate Gleet flexes the muscles for him. JT Isaacson with five. 5:42 to play. Grandview down by four. Herky in possession. Right to left they go. Bounce pass from behind the back. Leathers to Duncan. Blows the three. Moreland offensive rebound. And before he can put the shot up, Barini came and slashed Moreland across the arm and got called for it. An easy call for the baseline official. It's a one-and-one situation coming for Moreland. Moreland, 52% from the free throw line this season. Has to make that free throw to earn another, and he does. Moreland, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Stares at the rim and brings the ball up from underneath his chin to score that free throw. Now 4 of 5, so he's shooting 80% tonight for a 52% free throw shooter on the season. It's back up to a 6-point margin for Herky. Grandview in possession along the wing. It's Barini. Shoulder pass to Richardson at the free throw line. Turns to his right. Finds Isaacson. Baseline drive. Errant shot. No good. Ball tipped out by Richardson to Isaacson. Mid-block floater from the right side of the paint. It's good. Isaacson with back-to-back buckets for Grandview. And they're down by 4, 41-37. These two teams split the first two games. Grandview winning the first one back on November 28th. It was a significant win for Grandview because that was Coach Hassel's first ever as a head coach. And a nice spin in the lane. Moreland on the post-up move at the rim gets the shot to go. Herky back up 6. Bodies bump. Richardson and Moreland, and Richardson shuffled his feet on the contact. So a turnover there by the Eagles. 4:37 to play. Grandview, their wins few and far between. They're 3-17 this year. Herky just about the same. They're 5-12. Here's Bracey at the free throw line. Hands it off to Leathers. Dribbles to the mid block. Kicks it out to the wing. A Grant McCullough three is off the mark. Bracey offensive rebound and shoves off Gleet legally so, and floats it up from the baseline from 3 feet out and gets it to go. Bracey on the score sheet. Grandview, Wilson, baseline, bounce pass to the top of the key, Gleet. Gleet goes to his right, gets around Reuter all the way to the rim, off-balance shot from point-blank range, it is good, and the foul, and Garrett Gleet with a nifty sidestep move, got around Reuter, went to his left, got past Moreland, or to the side of Moreland, got the shot to go through, and took the foul. And now Coach Hassel wants a 60-second timeout before his guy shoots the free throw. It's 45-39. Grandview trails. They've got a free throw coming from Gleet with 4:01 to play. We're back in 30 on KJF.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, not only do you have a great selection of vehicles for on the road, off the road, or on the waterfront, you also have great financing as well.
We do, Mark. We have financing rates as low as 0%. And right now with a New Year sales event, you can save $2,500 and take advantage of the 0%. Right now is the time to buy here at Midwest Sports Center. We're located right on 67 Highway, right next to Redfield Collision Center.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today, Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back at Herculaneum High School, 45-39. Herky leads Grandview in our second half of our doubleheader tonight. Girls, of course, of Grandview won it, and they're conference champions for the second year in a row, beating Herky 49-43. And, Grandview is 6 points behind, and they would like to go for the sweep tonight. Garrett Gleet to shoot a free throw after getting fouled. Chance to pull Grandview to within five. By the way, I want to tell you about New Era Bank real quickly. New Era Bank, it's easy to save your coins and change with them and their New Era Bank Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, you can visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. Gleet missed the free throw, and Herky keeps their six-point advantage. 3:45 to play in the fourth quarter at the midcourt. It is Leathers to Moreland. Then Leathers blows past Moreland, who finds him on the bounce, and a Leathers layup is good. Herky back up by 8. That's the first 2 points of the night for Leathers. Here's a wing three, Gleet. He's already hit on two of them, but misses to the right side of the rim. Ball bounces up high off the glass. Coming down with it was Duncan, and Duncan got fouled from behind by J.T. Isaacson. And before Duncan takes these free throws, want to dive into our Doe Run Company weather forecast for the next few days. By the way, Doe Run Company providing the minerals and air and metals that we need to power. Let's try that again. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Duncan misses the front end of the 1-1, and it's knocked away out of bounds by Moreland. Okay, so forecast. Tonight will drop down to 31 for your low. Well, actually, it's 30 degrees now, so lower than expected. Tomorrow, 53 for your high. Sunday, 64 for the high. And then Monday, 65 for your high with a partly cloudy sky. All right, 3 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Grandview down 47-39. A wing three is short by Chase Wilson. Skying for the board, Bracey doesn't have to go too high to touch the sky. As he grabs the rebound, he's fouled from behind by Riker Wright. That's Riker, R-Y-K-E-R. So Isaiah Bracey to the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. 1-1 situation. So guys squatting, ready to go for the rebound if Bracey misses. Floating free throw that rattles out for Bracey. Rebound Eagles. They push. Gleet. Point blank range. Body bump fades back. Still gets the ball to go through. Gary Gleet making some tough shots tonight for Grandview and keeping them alive in this game. They're down by six. 2:35 to play. Leathers dribbling in front of the Herky cheerleaders. In the deep corner, forced to give it up to Reuter, to Moreland in the post. Moreland takes on Gleet, falls backwards, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound on the backside for Birding. Birding into the front court, hop step, got away with the travel, finds Gleet to his left. Gleet attacks, and Gleet is fouled with the layup try. No, offensive foul on Garrett Gleet. Coach Hassel telling the official that Gleet avoided the defender, and now they're both sort of demonstrating why they think each call, that each of their calls was the right call. And of course, the official is going to win out there. Jason Jarvis, the Herky boys head coach, calls a timeout. Coach Hassel still arguing with the officiating crew. Did not like that offensive charge called on Gleet. So we got a stoppage in the action. It's 47-41 Herculaneum. They've called the timeout. They'll have the ball when we come back with 2:17 to play on KJEP.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Some exciting basketball here tonight. Both games back and forth and pretty tight. Right now it's a 6-point lead for the Herky boys as they lead Grandview. The Lady Eagles of Grandview won their game 49-43 to clinch the Jefferson County Small Schools Conference title for the second time in as many years. All right, so we resume action here. Herky trying to hold on to their lead. Moreland at the three-point line. Thought he saw a wide-open Leathers, but stealing the ball was Birding to Gleet. No-look line drive, pass down low towards Birding. Tipped away into the corner. Wilson saves it. Pass back up top by Birding is intercepted by Herky's Blake Leathers, and the layup from the left side with the strong left hand is good. And Leathers has woken up here in the fourth after being held scoreless through the first three periods. Baseline drive, fouled going up, was Riker Wright. R-Y-K-E-R, Riker Wright. Wright, sorry. Too many Rives. It's a cool name, though. Riker. Don't know in what setting Riker would be considered a cool name. I guess maybe just in general. Riker doing a cool thing, by the way. Spinning the ball wrapping the ball around his waist as he got ready to shoot that free throw. Unfortunately, did not get it to go. Does the same thing. I guess that's his routine. Second free throw also no good. Grandview cannot earn any free points at the line there on that possession, and they remain down 49-48 with 85 seconds to play. Herky in the front court. Grandview increasing their defensive pressure. Reuter on the wing to Leathers in the corner. Thought about a shot wisely, pulls it back out, but then unwisely bounces it into the arms of Glee. Steal by Glee. Up ahead, top of the circle. Gets around Reuter. Hop step. Layup. And he got too far underneath the basket as he threw it up off the bottom of the board. And the rebound there by Bracey, and Coach Jarvis wants a timeout. 49-41 is the score. Coach Jarvis calling the timeout to bail out Reuter, who was left in the backcourt without much space. So 106 to play, 49-41. Herky, we're back with more boys basketball on KGF next.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJFF. We resume action, and a blocking foul is going to go on Grandview in the front court. Riker Wright throwing his hip into Jordan Duncan, and Duncan will shoot some free throws here. Trying to increase the Herky lead. And the free throw is up and through. And that brings the score to 50-41 Herculaneum. But hang on here. The officials are talking about something. I was trying to listen. I don't know what was going on. Anyway, Duncan's second free throw is good. 51-41, 10-point lead for the Black Hats. Gleet, no-look pass from the top to the wing. Wilson, extra bounce pass to Birding in the paint. Up top to Gleet. Attacks to the left side of the key and got fouled, Garrett Gleet. It'll be a sideline inbound. Was it a foul or an inadvertent whistle? I think it might have been an inadvertent whistle. Inbound anyway for Creed. Jump pass from the block to the other side, and it's stolen by the Black Hats. And then Creed takes it right back, goes right to the rim, takes the foul, and lays it up and in. David Creed showing off his strength, his pizzazz. Chance to complete the and one. I like David Creed, good kid. Solid football player. Only a sophomore, he's certainly going to grow into his basketball game, that's for sure. About a 5'7" guard that leads the Eagles in rebounding. But he nearly airballs the free throw there. It's collected underneath by Herky. 32 seconds to play. Grandview's got to start fouling. No one near the ball. Now they are a double at the midcourt. Duncan able to give it up to Moreland. Extra pass down low to Leathers. An up and under move. A midair adjustment for Leathers. And he gets the ball to go through. Steal in the backcourt. Duncan, two chances at it, misses. But Herculaneum with a 10-point lead with 12 seconds to go is going to win this one. Garrett Gleet inside the perimeter. No-look pass down low. Birding shot tipped away. Herky, 5 seconds to go. Duncan running to Leathers. Step back three. No, he'll decide to dribble it out towards midcourt. And the buzzer will sound. 53-43. Herculaneum wins at home over the Grandview Eagles. And they split here tonight. The Grandview girls team won their game 49-43 and are conference champions. And Herculaneum boys win their game 53-43. So we'll go ahead and step aside here for just a moment and come back with your Home Bulls and Spas post-game show.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at ParklandRx.com.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA, inviting you to join us on Saturday, February 9th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. for our open house. Bring family or friends to learn all about the great programs and amenities that the Y has to offer. Check out our Saturday sampler cardio class at 8:30 or weight training at 9 a.m. Fun family activities will be offered as well. Call 636-931-9622 for more information. We hope to see you there.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues. Which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, and sitting beside me, a very happy Coach Jason Jarvis of the Herculaneum Black Hats. as they're able to pull one out here tonight at home, 53-43 over Grandview. And, Coach, that means you win the season series 2-1. And, man, what a dogfight that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a dogfight. We didn't play real well in the first half, and we were kind of struggling most of the game.
Let's look at some of the stats here real quick. Moreland 18, Jordan Duncan 16. By the way, we can't let them get too far away from us. But those two guys really in this ball game, you know, each one had a great half. Duncan actually had two good halves. Moreland, a really excellent second half. I thought Moreland's first half was kind of quiet. He got seven, but it was like a quiet seven. But together, those two combined for 34 of your 53. Let's start with their play tonight.
Well, those two we lean on a lot to get our scoring, and Josh has been a one-man show for a long time, kind of, but now he's got Duncan with him, too, which really helps, and, you know, Leathers chipped in with eight, and Reuter ran the offense. I mean, we just struggled. That first half was a struggle. That was a struggle for me and for the kids. The second half, we played a little better. We got some things to shore up on the defensive side for sure. We didn't box out very well. And we had the last 2 days off, no practice, so I knew it was going to be a rough night.
Well, you do get the job done, and, you know, defensively, I mean, just going to throw it out there. I mean, you look at the stats and turnovers, it's what kind of jumps out about both these teams. And it's almost, you know, gets to a point where it's like whoever doesn't turn the ball over the most has a better chance of winning. And that was, I believe that was y'all's case tonight. I think Grandview had some travels, some offensive charges, and then a lot of steals by you guys. But on the defensive side of things, what are your thoughts on how the team performed tonight?
Well, I mean, we gave up less in the second half than the first half. Well, it's about the same, but the biggest thing we didn't do well, I didn't think, was box out. We did not box out. We gave a lot of easy second shots to Grandview. And the last time we played them, we actually played every bit of the game soundly, boxing out defensively, offensively. And tonight we just weren't getting after the rebounds, I didn't think.
And on the offensive side, whenever you didn't turn the ball over, what were your thoughts on how they played?
Well, the first half we had 15 turnovers is what Coach Buddy had in his little stat sheet that he does during the game. And we discussed that at halftime. And a couple of those turnovers weren't even forced by defense. I mean, they were forced by just us doing stupid things. I mean, we threw the ball out of bounds once and had several travels that we shouldn't have had. And we just tried to shore that up in the second half. I told them to take their time a little bit. I felt like they were rushing it on the offensive end. And I felt like Moreland rushed it a little bit in the first half, and he didn't rush it as much in the second half. And I think that's why we were successful.
Coach, I'm going to put this on you, and hopefully it's not too much, but I know there's a lot of things that happened throughout the game, and it's hard to find that one play that was sort of that game changer, especially when there's so many moments going on. But we've got a Gilster Mary Lee sponsored play of the game, and for you, what was that tonight?
Oh boy, the play of the game. That's going to be a hard one for me. Probably that and one that Moreland got down here late in the game.
In the third quarter.
Yeah, I guess it would have been late in the third. Yep. And we were struggling there, and he finished that. And I think that was probably one of the bigger plays. And then I think from there we didn't look back.
You know what? You and I chose the same one then. So there we go.
Well, I was happy he finally got an and one because I felt like he may have gotten fouled a few other times.
Yeah.
But they weren't called, and that happens. I mean, you know, the refs are out there busting their rear end doing their job, and sometimes, you know, we don't agree with each other, but I thought Moreland played through that and got that one there when we needed it.
All right, so that is our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. And Coach, I'll take the onus and go ahead and give a player of the game to Jordan Duncan, Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington, player of the game, which means he gets a free entree, $12 or under at the Applebee's in Farmington. So hopefully he gets to enjoy that. But we thank you for your time. If you don't mind, we'll
all
grab
right.
Jordan.
I appreciate it. I'll get him up here.
All right, congrats on the win.
All right, thanks a lot, and thanks for your coverage.
You're very welcome. That is Jason Jarvis, head coach of the Herky Black Hats. He's going to hand over the headset to Jordan Duncan. Again, our Bar and Grill of Farmington, player of the game, 16 on the night for Jordan Duncan. 10 first-half points and 6 second-half points for Jordan Duncan, who, by the way, what are you, a junior, Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're pretty good as a junior. You did a great job tonight. I felt just, you know, each half was very consistent, especially that first half. You hit a three in the second quarter, one in the first, one in the second quarter. Had a good run there in the second quarter, and you guys were up 21-17 at the break, so there wasn't a lot of a distance between you guys. So, obviously, that three-pointer in that second quarter was pretty big.
Yeah.
But you've had an interesting
season. Yeah.
Season, yeah. Not just basketball, but football as well. You got injured in football.
Yeah.
Missed the early part of basketball. We're trying to, you know, get healthy, get right. How are you right now?
I'm a little sore, but overall, I've been doing physical therapy every day and stretching, and that's been helping a lot.
Not a lot of kids go through that journey, especially a kid that, and I'm sure you're aware of this, a lot of Herky Athletics relies on you to be healthy and be strong and be a presence, you know, night in and night out. And that can be a lot to handle. But throughout this process, though, for you, what have you learned about who you are as a person, as a player?
We're all a team, and I feel like when I'm on the court, we bond more together. And when I'm not, we have unexperienced kids out there. But it's all helping the team because, I mean, we'll have more experience for them kids. So, I mean, it's all helping.
All right. Let's see. Like I said, 16 points for you, 10 first half, 6 in the second half. I think it can be a little bit of a challenge for a player to judge themselves and their performance. I think sometimes they're a little too hard on themselves. Is that the case for you?
Not really. I just go out there and play. And I mean, if I have a lot of points, I have a lot of points. I'd rather have a team win than have a lot of points.
Well, you got that wish.
Yeah.
53-43 here again. You guys win this game. It's a great night, you know, doubleheader action. You get the girls' varsity first, and I know it was an unfortunate loss for them to Grandview, but you guys helped split it by winning here tonight. But from you know, an atmospheric standpoint, I mean, it was rocking
packed,
in the
yeah.
JV game even
when
the Herky boys came back and won in the fourth quarter. What's it like to play in front of this crowd while you have some people looking at you here?
It's like a dream come true. It's cool to be out here with a lot of people cheering, and especially when it gets tight in the game, that's the most fun to be out here.
What's a moment or two from tonight's game that really stuck out about you, whether it was something that you were able to do or maybe Josh Moreland's and one in the third quarter? Just what was that play for you tonight that had you most excited about what happened here?
One play, it was like the first part of the game where we just went on a run, and then we all bonded, and it was cool to watch because we were, like, playing together and pressing everybody. And then for all the charges that we took, like, Houston had a huge one, and then Josh had a good one. And, I mean, Josh's and ones all night. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think he had, let's see, 3 and ones for Josh. He completed 2 of those 3. You probably have to give him a little trouble for the first one in the third quarter that they didn't get, but
Hey,
I mean, great team win. Obviously, when you put up 53, there's going to be, you know, that's a score that indicates that there were some struggles, but you guys fought through them, and I'm sure that's a testament to who you guys are as a team, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, what do you feel about this team moving forward?
I mean, the farther we go in the season, the more we bond together, and, like, I don't know, like, every practice is just getting better and better. It's fun to be out there instead of sitting on the sideline.
Right. Are you interested in chemistry? Because you talk about bonding all the time.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, I want to be a physical therapist.
Hey, look at that. I was just joking, but all right, cool. Hey, man, congratulations on being our Applebee's Farmington player of the game. You get a free entree, dude, $12 and under next time you go to Farmington. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. That is Jordan Duncan, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. And the Herky Black Hats boys win this one 53-43. Congratulations are in order for the Grandview Lady Eagles. They are the Jefferson County Small Schools Conference champions, beating Herky girls earlier tonight 49-43. So congratulations to them, to Jordan Zoff, who was our player of the game, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game in that one. Our appreciation to her and to Kaylin Sparks for coming up on stage and braving an interview and doing that with us. I also want to thank Jason Jarvis for coming on postgame and allowing us to speak to that brilliant young man, Jordan Duncan, who's been through so much with injuries and physical therapy, as you heard him say, and getting back on the floor, being with his team, bonding, as he said, and pulling this one out here tonight. I also want to thank Coach Riley Blair of the Herky Girls, Coach Steve Noblet of the Grandview Girls, who came up for his postgame interview. I want to thank Jason Jarvis again, as well as Taylor Hassel for all of his wealth of information, the Grandview head coach there. So great appreciation to all of them. And also want to go ahead and thank John Roop, the athletic director here at Herculaneum, for setting all this up for us. We certainly do appreciate it. And a bigger shout-out for Roop, because I'll be honest with you, voice was kind of falling away here, and I was running out of water, and John Roop went and grabbed me a bottle to help me last through the fourth quarter in this postgame. So a big thanks to him there. A couple more things real quickly to touch on before we get out of here. That is the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, where they listen so that you can hear. I want to tell you that tomorrow we've got Mizzou men's basketball against Vanderbilt at 7 o'clock. That'll be on KREI and KJFF. And then Sunday, there's the Super Bowl. Yeah, 1 o'clock start there for pregame coverage on KREI and KJF. 4 o'clock start for pregame coverage on J98. So we've got you covered on all three stations of regional radio for that Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Rams. So you can listen to it instead of, you know, having to watch it and be mad the whole time for all you St. Louis Rams fans. But so that's what's coming up tomorrow. Also on the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule for next week, we've got Tiger Talk Monday at 7, then Mizzou Men's Basketball at Tennessee at 7:30 on KJF and KREI. And then Wednesday, we'll have Viking Voices with softball head coach Tony Cook and a couple of players of his. And then we'll continue the afternoon, late afternoon and early evening with some boys basketball on Wednesday. And that'll be St. Pius and Herculaneum. So we'll be right back here for St. Pius and Herky next Wednesday for our next local high school basketball broadcast. And we'll begin coverage there at 6:45 on KJF and MIMOinfo.com. I've got pictures, videos of the girls and the boys game. I'll get to those as quickly as possible. Put them on Instagram. You can check that out later on this evening. And that's Instagram's KJFF Sports. Pretty simple, KJFF Sports. Instagram will have, like I said, pictures and a video of Grandview winning, the Lady Eagles winning the conference championship. All right. I think that's a good way to start the weekend, don't you? Lady Eagles, conference champs, Herky Boys now 6-12 with the win. Grandview drops to 3-18, but again, an all-around great atmosphere here tonight. As you heard Jordan said, he loves it. We loved it too. So thank you very much. And one last appreciation for those involved in the production of this broadcast tonight, Crystal Wilcutt back in the KJF studio for pushing the on and off button for us. So that'll do it from Herculaneum High School. I am Matt Greenwood. Congrats again to the Lady Eagles of Grandview. They are conference champions. And for the Herky Boys for winning this one, 53-43. Have a great night.